KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in the area, some scattered showers and thunderstorms here across the region, quite a bit of rain off to our south here this morning. And we look for scattered showers and thunderstorms here today with a high temperature of 76. Right now we have 72 this morning here at the KJN studios. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJN. It's being brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news and state news, Governor Kim Reynolds announced her selection of the next leader of the Iowa National Guard at a news conference on Tuesday at Guard headquarters in Johnston. And she announced that Major General Ben Correll, adjunct general of the Iowa National Guard, now in that post. General Correll is an Iowa native who will fill the spot that was left open by the retirement of General Tim Orr.
General Correll is a native of Manchester, Iowa, and grew up in Strawberry Point. General Correll brings a wealth of command experience, a lifetime of commitment to the Guard, and the highest level of integrity to this critical role.
Correll recently returned from a deployment to Kuwait, where he commanded the 34th Infantry Division Red Bulls in support of Operation Spartan Shield.
I'm humbled, I'm honored by your appointment to serve as the 27th Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard. I assure you I'm well prepared to lead the Army and Air National Guard forces of our state. I will ensure that our soldiers and airmen are always ready to meet federal mission requirements when we're called upon. In addition, I will assure that we are trained and prepared to respond to the needs of our fellow Iowans when called to assist in the event of a natural or man-made disaster.
Correll has commanded at every level of the Iowa National Guard, most recently as commander of the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division from September 2017 to August of 2019, including a nearly year-long deployment to Kuwait. He previously served as the deputy commanding general maneuver for the division. And from June 2016 to September of 2017, Correll served on active duty as a deputy commander, NATO Multinational Division Southeast in Bucharest, Romania, and has been deployed overseas six times since 2000. Correll got emotional as he thanked his wife Beth for supporting him during his time in the Iowa Guard. Two of his sons, Wade and Tyler, attended the announcement, while a third son, Travis, could not be at the ceremony. All three are soldiers in the Iowa Guard. Correll said he has one key as he takes over that position.
Readiness is the focus. I understand when I say readiness, that it's a broad category. It's training. It's recruiting and retention. It's bringing Iowans from all walks of life to be a member of the Iowa National Guard in some capacity. That's my focus. I don't think that's changed significantly from the previous Adjutant General and probably the one before that.
He says the requirements for soldiers have changed drastically for the Iowa National Guard since he entered the organization during the Cold War era, and Correll says that has made a difference in recruiting new soldiers. KJN News Time, 7:09.
This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have an impressive selection of used New Holland combines. And we'd like you to know why so many farmers have traded combines with us. When you buy from Lindeman's, you get more than a piece of equipment.
You get a service department with New Holland techs specialized in combines and large enough to get there when you need them.
You get support to get you going. We'll go with you to the field to get it started, to make sure everything is working, even help calibrate the yield monitor if needed. Before we leave, we'll make sure you're 100% comfortable with your machine.
And once you're going, if you need parts or service, you'll have the parts and service departments whose number one goal is to keep you running in season.
And right now, you'll get 1 year interest-free financing with qualified credit.
So find out why so many farmers have traded their combines with Lindeman's. Stop in or call Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In other local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday of 21-year-old Tyler Austin Sowers of Clinton on a warrant for violation of probation. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council meets at 5:30 p.m. this evening in their chambers at City Hall. During their session, the council will act on an order to approve select streets for the Atlantic Homecoming Parade that takes place October 11th. In other business, the council will discuss and act on a resolution approving the Veterans New Housing Forgivable Loan Program policy. City Administrator John Lund said in agenda notes that housing continues to be one of the top concerns we hear about concerning rural economic development. Homebase Iowa reports that nearly 200,000 individuals retire from the military every year, and their initiative is designed to bring those persons home to Iowa. The Veterans New Housing Forgivable Loan Program revolves around a $15,000 incentive for new housing. The first part is a 0% deferred and forgivable loan up to $10,000 to cover the down payment and closing cost when buying a newly constructed home within the city limits. And an additional $5,000 deferred and forgivable loan is being offered to cover the cost of purchasing new appliances or making improvements to the property. The program is currently seeded with $90,000 from the Economic Development Revolving Fund, which Lund says should secure six forgivable loans. The city may pursue replenishing the loans through a tax increment financing, but specific projects will need to be identified and can occur later. Issues of creditworthiness, income, and employment verification are important to lenders, and the city council, Lund says, will accept the findings of those institutions when it comes time to contributing city funds to the closing process. Lund says the only requirements are that the applicant was honorably discharged to the U.S. military and have not held residence in Atlantic for the past 24 months. The Griswold School Board finalized the sale of the Lewis and Elliott building properties at their meeting on Monday night. A hearing on proposal to sell the properties was held prior to the start of the regular meeting, and Superintendent David Henricks said no comment in favor or against those sales occurred, so they could move forward with completion of those sales during that regular meeting.
So we presented the proposed sales agreement for both those facilities. There were no public comments for or against that sale. Therefore, later in the meeting, we approved the resolution that authorized the board president and board secretary to sign the deeds, and then also the resolution authorizing delivery. So that is the final legal step in the sale of those properties. So ownership will transfer here before the end of the month.
And the sale of two properties came about after district patrons voted on a bond issue to put a new elementary addition onto the middle school high school building in Griswold. That new elementary addition to the Griswold building is nearing completion, and a ribbon cutting event is scheduled for this evening at 4 o'clock. And a committee is working to bring a daycare facility to Griswold came to the school board Monday evening to gauge interest in potentially putting a facility on school property. The committee has received generous donations from the Noble Church and Griswold Communications to start up a daycare facility after community needs were gauged. Griswold School Superintendent David Henricks said the committee has run into some barriers with cost of renovating an existing building or purchasing land and putting up a new building. That's why they came to the Griswold Schools to start a dialogue about purchasing land from them. Some discussion was held on that. The district did voice their interest in helping possibly locate the facility there on their grounds. There's going to be more research done and a specific site proposal coming from that committee next month. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News Time 7:14.
This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have an impressive selection of used New Holland combines. And we'd like you to know why so many farmers have traded combines with us. When you buy from Lindeman's, you get more than a piece of equipment.
You get a service department with New Holland techs specialized in combines and large enough to get there when you need them.
You get support to get you going. We'll go with you to the field to get it started, to make sure everything is working, even help calibrate the yield monitor if needed. Before we leave, we'll make sure you're 100% comfortable with your machine.
And once you're going, if you need parts or service, you'll have the parts and service departments whose number one goal is to keep you running in season.
And right now, you'll get 1 year interest-free financing with qualified credit.
So find out why so many farmers have traded their combines with Lindeman's. Stop in or call Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements, William Bill Christians, age 76 of Carson, died Thursday at Acura Healthcare of Stanton. Celebration of life for Bill Christians will be held today at 10:30 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Dorothy Joan Alf, age 86 of Sun City West, Arizona, died August 10th. Funeral services for Dorothy Joan Alf will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ann Paxton, age 80, of Creston, died Sunday at Creston Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Ann Paxton will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Norman Jean Wigg, age 74, of Kirkman, died Thursday at Methodist Jenny Emmonson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial service for Jean Wigg will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Spearing, age 52, of Carson, died Thursday in North Platte, Nebraska. Celebration of life for John Spearing will be held Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Lois Lillian Van Cleve, age 80, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Lois Lillian Van Cleve will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Tweak Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Stephen Eugene Hutchins, age 58, of Stewart, died Sunday at Unity Point Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Hutchins will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Inez Clint Drager, age 82, of Atlantic, died Sunday at home. Memorial services for Inez Clint Drager will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Barbara Muherder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Barbara Muherder will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Jerry Lee Culbertson, age 67, of Bagley, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Jerry Lee Culbertson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Alan L. Jensen, age 83, a resident of the Manila Manor, died Monday at Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alan Jensen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Ann Osman, age 87, of Clarinda, died Saturday at the Westridge Quality Care and Rehab. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Osman will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Pingraft Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. On August 29th at the St. John Cemetery in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold has assisting the family with arrangements. Alex Anthony Laley, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. A gathering to celebrate the life of Alex Laley will be held on Saturday, August 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. with a prayer service at 3 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Linda Osborne, age 59, of Wyota, died Saturday at her home in Wyota. Private service will be held for Linda Osborne. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Judy Versteeg, age 73, of Anna, Texas, formerly of Griswold, died Monday at home. Funeral services for Judy Versteeg are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. That's your news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.